Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia Panthers head baseball coach Mike Rogers, who's going to talk briefly about a very busy week in Panther baseball. Hey, coach.
Hey, man. Tough week for us. Four games, 4 days. That's a lot on these guys in early game today against, you know, we played four good teams, starting off with Macon, then Eldon, then Mexico, then South Callaway, back to back to back. The games are a lot closer than the scores dictate. You know, these guys came out and battled. We had a lot of guys doing a lot of different things, and you have to call on everybody on your roster to kind of come in and chip in. You know, our guys battled. We made some mistakes that were, it's not normally what we do. Errors on routine balls in play,
struck out. Does marathon baseball have anything to do with that? Cool off or training day.
No, there's no, you know, they don't. You can't. It's hard to shake off the night before, and then you come back out here, and you still got some mental things going on, and then also the maybe some fatigue. I don't know. You know, so it's just we lack of focus there on a few things, and we also had to move a lot of guys around because you got to use. You know, we've used 10 guys on the mound this week, so the guys did a really good job. It's just whenever we made mistakes, you're playing these fresh teams, they come out and they capitalize. We weren't able to capitalize on theirs. So,
sir, I don't expect you to name all ten pitchers this week, but.
Well,
off the top of your head, who got to throw? I know, and talk a little bit about some of the changes you made behind the plate.
Well, we also had three catchers this week, too, because, you know, so Tucker Pollock, Deke Maynard, and Anthony Ford all caught this week, and then Chase Kempker threw a couple times, started against Macon, came in relief against South Callaway. Matty Robinson threw in three different games. Luke Walter made through. I mean, we got a lot of guys. Elliot McCoy came in and threw. So when you do that, now you got different guys at short. Tucker had to play. He had a pitch. He had a catch. He had to play short. Luke's been at second, short, third, outfield. Michael Marcellus is on the outfield. He's at first. So it's just – and you know what? This is – it's hard, and we didn't get the results we wanted, but it's fun for the kids to come out every single day and play ball. So – and they're tough. So – and we got big games Monday, doubleheader versus – conference Clark County and then Sturgeon
there, sir.
We'll be at home hosting Clark County and then Sturgeon right afterwards. So
wow, did I hear correctly, did somebody break a record this week, sir?
Yeah, Luke Waltimate broke a record, probably not one he wanted to. He got hit four times in one game, so
oh,
tough
my.
Kids.
So what's your record now, sir?
We are 6-6, so just tough week. We're 6-6 right now, so.
Well, still a 500 record. There are worse out there, sir.
Yep.
Any idea where you stand with the rest of the conference at the moment?
Dropping that one to Macon put us in a tough spot. So we're one behind Clark County. So Clark County, we are Monday's game at 4:30 is for the lead of the conference. And Clark County's playing some hot baseball right now. So
are the Panthers. So
yes, sir.
You need a little bit of time off. Thank you, Scott Rogers. Good luck Monday night.
Thank you, man.